Thursday night of Amaron Milinowitz's birthday. Hey, ER. And someone came over to me today. I'm not going to say who. And says, "Did you say hello today?" I said, "No." He said, "Why not?" I said, "Because the chief rabbinate paskind that you say halal on Hey Eor, and when they doicha the celebrations because of the chashash chilul Shabbos, but all the tfilos should be said on Hey Eor because that's the etzem yom, which makes a lot of sense. If you think, if you're of the persuasion that it's a moed and it's a worthy of celebration, so you, of course you have to keep the date, Hey Eor. It's like, I mean, you have even Tisha B'Av. Okay, this year, rather, we're not fasting on Shavuos B'Tammuz, and we're not fasting on Tisha B'Av. And a Chanami, there's a Din Dechiya, but certainly, I don't think they, even if they hold it has a Din Moyed, but certainly they recognize, and even if they hold they have a Koach to make a Moed, or it's an event that's worthy of making a Moed for, which I'm not going to get into now, obviously, but certainly the pushing it off because of the Chashash Chilul Shabbos, certainly that, I don't think they would be so delusional as to think that if there's an inherent specialness of the day that the event took place, that they, Chazal, could tell you to fast on Yud Ches Tammuz or on Yud Av, like we're doing this year. You have Muktam, you know, Chazal can do that, but they certainly know that it's only them that's doing it. So Mechitesi, especially if you say Halal with a Bracha, I can't imagine, even if you say Halal with a Bracha, I hope they didn't say today with a Bracha, like, it really makes no sense to say today. I don't want to say anything, I'm telling you my opinion. But the chief rabbinate I saw came out with a plaque that Avada, all the tefillos and everything is tomorrow, which is so logical, you know. Hey Eor, if that's a special day, so it's of course Hey Eor. Okay, that's all. But it's my son's birthday. Hey Eor, he's 17. How old is he? 16, 17, something like that. Okay. So we're, it's Hey Eor now, and some people are mangling, I guess. That's why we don't have any cake today. Okay. So, Shmaitzu Gimel Perek Dalet. And, okay. Wait, I prepared. Oh, so before we repeat the Shmaitzu second teretz, I would like to read to you, or tell over, it's a Shmuel's Gimel Dalet Ois Hey, page Kuf Pei Gimel. Okay. So just this idea that the Gemara says, the Gemara Lechora ends up saying something that doesn't seem to hang together logically, and that is, if you incorporate into the Gemara in Kiddushin that it's a discussion about Tarta L'Reyusa, and Tarfin says you go Basa the Chazoka of the Mikvah, and Rabbi Kiva, who rejects it, is really between the lines talking about Tarte de Reyosa. If you learn like that, which is the Shmaitza is learning like that, and therefore the Gemara ends up saying that the question is if it's Psulo Biyachid or Psulo Bishnayim. By Psulo Biyachid, we'll go with Tarte de Reyosa, we'll say Tarte de Reyosa, Tarte de Reyosa will function, and if it's Psulo Bishnayim, then that's when you would not necessarily say Tarte L'Reyusa. So the Bircha Shmuel in Kiddushin explains that this, he says there is a logical connection there. Hulai divrei haGemara d'toli din zed d'psula l'mafreya y'psula b'shnayim y'psula b'yochid tzorech l'hovin v'nir l'voyer. And the Bircha Shmuel in Kiddushin, this is in Chaf Aleph, Rabbah Ber, says by moment in Dovah Shebe'erva, so you need two Eidim, Yesh Bo Din, the Rosh Apostle Eidus. Right? But by Isurin, it's just a Chashad. It's a Chashad. We're afraid. He's not Nemon. He's not Nemon to say he Shechted properly. He's not Nemon He's not meant to say he was careful about hilchos shechita. It's a lack of nemonis. So he doesn't have to have a shame rosha that you would need shnayim to passel him. It's isurin, and it's enough to get it on the level of isurin that he does averus, and therefore we're chayshed because he doesn't have a nemonis. Nafkamina de gabi momin, right? So if you do an averi, you posel the cholatara kula. It's only a chashad, so maybe you're only chashad to the thing that you're chashad for. You're not necessarily chashad to call it terekula. Okay, now, so then he says as follows. V'nei lasus al Yisrael din psul chalolus oi psul edus, to actually render him, to change his status, to make him apostle edus, or apostle to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. That's a question of personal status, and you need two Eidim. Eidus or Bezdin. And you need Eidus, should see him do it. It's Eidus. It's V'chol zman she'en raya, v'vaday lo shayach l'poislo. You can't impose a question of personal status. He's a Rosha, he's posel, without two Eidim and a Bezdin. So now the Gemara is very simple. If you, whenever you need to aid them, you can't, says a Bachber, you can't passel a person on the basis of Tarte L'Reyusa. You want to passel the person. You want to say if you want to say a person's passel. Because when it's Psula Bishnayim, you wouldn't say Tarte L'Reyusa because you can't passel a person on the basis of Tarte L'Reyusa, because that's not Eidus. So that's why Amar Rabbi Kiva Mikva Psula B'yochid, U'balmum Psula B'yochid. They're not a psak din changing the status of the person. It's his of the heter, claims of balmum, the mikvas choser. So that's tartil reyusa. But by ben grusha ben chalutza, if there would be a case of tartil reyusa, you wouldn't be able to passel him just based on the tartil reyusa. Yeah, need edus. Okay. So good. That's a book bearing kedushin. Now, getting back to the Shmaitzer second teretz, I'm sorry to say, I'm very sad that Rabbi Yeshua is not here, because I see that the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach learns like him. And what does the Shmaitzer say? The Shmaitzer says, when do you say Tartel Reyusa? When we're talking about the same event, the same phenomenon, the mikvah is now choser. So we're always talking about it having 39 saw, not 40. So the question is, what time did that happen in the clock, right? But if you're talking about that because of an event that we saw or an occurrence, so a cheshed, maybe another event happened earlier in time, so that's already a whole different story, and you don't say, you're not cheshed, tied to the reyosah. So I assumed, and I still assume, I'm learning in the Shmaitzer, that he means there's not enough to create a suffix, right? We always talked about, from Shmaitzer 1, we talked about having a suffix and having a din suffix, and you need a certain level of drora, we called it, in order to create a halachic suffix. Not everything you don't know is called a suffix. I don't know a lot of things. That doesn't mean it's a suffix. It means I don't know. Chisar and Yediya, the Lashon of Rishonim. So I understood the Shmaitzer to mean that when you're talking about this and it's in front of our eyes and we see it and we taka don't know what time it happened, so that's a suffix. But to go create a suffix that maybe something else happened is already over the gvul, and that mechitesi, so it's not a suffix. Maybe you don't know, or maybe you choshed, but not to the madrega of the suffix. That's how I understood the Shmaitzer, and I yelled at him. See, I wish he was here. I yelled at him when he kept saying that the Shmaitzer means it's not Choser Vasoi. That it doesn't have the quality. Remember, to say Tartel Reyusa, you need the quality of Choser Vasoi. It's not an event, it's a process. So now you don't know when the process started. So I said, no, that's two different svaras. One thing has nothing to do with the other. But I see Shlomo Zalman. Tell him if you see him. Shlomo Zalman learns that the Shmaitzer is qualifying the Choser Vasoi, saying that it's not Choser Vasoi because of the Svara. What? That's how he's learning the Shmaitzer. I was looking in Shlomo Zalman has a... Yeah, no, I don't have it here. It's nothing, it's one line in the bottom. He's just obviously learning like that. So I want him to know that. Okay. Let's read over one more time the Shmaitz's teretz, the second teretz, and his sushtel. He makes a sushtel, which we didn't learn yet. So we're in Shmaitz Gimel Perek Dalet, and we're learning the paragraph that starts with V'lochein Ikora Dahachmilsa. I don't know if it starts a paragraph in your Shmaitz, but that's where we're up to. You want to help him out there? V'lochein, you have it, everybody? V'lochein Ikora Dahachmilsa Dei Machzik L'mafreya, because of Tarte L'Reyosa, of course. Is Elam K'moy B'mikvah Shinim Dad V'nim Tzachoser. We see it now. He doesn't know Hilchus Shechita. When did this emptiness happen? But you're talking about the singular same event or phenomenon. I will be showing it to Hamir, the case of Shulchan Aruch, which this whole perek is based on, for us, Avera Lefanenu. Doesn't have to mean he converted. It means he did an Avera, Mumma Lahaches, whatever gives the person the status of a Mummer. But to Reutze, Lesape Kolov, Hamir Gam Koidim Lezer, also Maisa Resha, Zer Lav Shemei Sofek. I don't know, that's where I'm basing what I said is Lav Shemei Sofek. Vein Maisa Resha Shosu Lefanenu Goryam Lusapek Vein Maisa Resha Gam Kodem Kivin Denenu Musupokam Al Aveira Zu Amos Nase. We know when it was Elo Al Maisa Resha Acheres Noisuf Al Zeh Vein Anu Yichaylam Lohaysif. You can't, there's no basis, not enough of a basis to say that there's a Sofek. Shemochim Mukila B'cheskos Kashrus Shlomo Zalman asks, okay, fine, so you don't have the Harei Rosh Lefanecha helping you out, but you still have a Chazaka against the Chazaka. So how do you know which one's stronger? So that's what Shlomo Zalman asks. So the answer is the same thing we said, that just like we go with the more Makori Safek, that you see in Gemara Nida, that if you're not saying Tatal Reyesa, everybody's moided that the Chazaka of the Mikvah would win out over the Cheskos Tumah, because that's the more Makori Safek. So here also, you have the Behema B'chayeh or B'cheskos Isra Medes, but you have the Cheskos Kashrus of the man. And certainly I would say that the more Makori issue is whether the Sheikhet is capable of shechting properly. We have a Rove, remember, of Rove HaMetzuyin Eitzel Shechita K'sherim Heim. Now you want to say he did a Maisa Resha Lefanenu, so there's a Reyusa. But if you a Masal like that, as the Shmaitz is saying now, we ignore it, we don't reckon with it. So now certainly the more Makori issue is he capable of shechting? And the animal is certainly the secondary issue, or the Totsa'ah. But the more Makori issue is, did he shecht properly? Is he capable of shechting properly? So it's the same terrorist for Shlomo Zalman's question is really the way of understanding the Gemara and Nida itself, where it's clear that the chazak of the mikvah wins out over the cheskos tumah of the person. The Shmaitzer now brings a riot to his yisod, we'll call it. The chay muchach, this idea that if you're talking about a different event, a different phenomenon, then you don't talk about tarti l'reyusa, and the harei chaser l'fonecha is rendered meaningless. That's Muchach, B'toisus Reish Nida. If you remember, the Gemara, this is the Gemara Nida, that there's a machlekes Beis Shammai and Hillel, Shammai and Hillel, not Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, but Shammai and Hillel. If a woman finds Dam, whether you go backwards in time, Shammai says, Kol Anoshim Dayan Shaiton, you only, if they saw Dam, from they're only Tommy from then. You're not afraid that the Dam was Ne'ekar sometime before in the past. And therefore the tires that they touched, let's say 2 hours ago, is Tomei. But Hillel says, Mipakida Lipakida, you take it, go backwards until the last time she checked herself and found herself to be Tohar. Pakida Lipakida. Now the Gemara says three reasons in Shammai. One is Cheskas Taira of the woman. Could have a suffix, but she has a Cheskas Taira till she actually saw, which was now. That's reason number one. Reason number two is that a woman knows when Dam is Nekar from her body. She's usually Margish. Nowadays, she's rather usually not Margish. But then they were more sensitive to their bodies because they didn't need all those preservatives. They didn't eat red dye number two. They didn't need all the carcinogens. They didn't need all junk. They didn't eat processed foods. So they were more in tune with their bodies. That's why they had veskavuas. And that's why they were, that's why they died so young. Oh well. Anyway, that's Hashem's doing. That we have more longevity. But we're more miserable. That's Hashem's. That's Hashem's game plan for the world. I don't know. That's up to Hashem. So number two, I remember Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zatzal, in Muncie, saying he remembered in Europe, every woman had a best kavua. It was rare to not have a best kavua. And yesterday, somebody calls me up. He's like in a state of panic. Three times an interval of 29 days. He doesn't know how to deal with it. He knows it's a best kavua, but like, what do I do now? What does that mean? Help! They taught him like best kavua is like a fairy tale. Never happens. So now it happened to him. He doesn't know how to deal with it. Yaakov Kamenetsky told us in Europe, I mean, in his lifetime, everyone, almost, women had best kavuas. Anyway, she's margish when it leaves her body. So if she didn't feel anything, so probably it didn't happen. That's reason number two. And reason number three is that it comes out pretty much instantaneously. So it would have come out, you're not chayshish like an hour ago. It's pretty much instantaneous. Tosfos says the nafkamina between reason number two and reason number three is a woman that's a shoita. Obviously a shoita would not be margish. And therefore, Shammai would be moida that she's tamei l'mafreya. But according to the third reason, that it comes out pretty much instantaneously, then obviously even by an isha shaita, Shammai says it's din. Now we take over from Tosfos. Now we're back to the Shmai, so learning inside. I told you the Tosfos up till now. Dika b'nayu shoyta. The lishna kama dishmar gash margeshes moide shamay b'shoyta. Okay, the ain loymar. The ain loymar. You can't say the lishna. The ihavi dom meikara. Meikara v'osi moide nami b'shoyta. Why the Shema Dam Acher Nafal Kaidim Bedika, and she didn't realize it. In other words, maybe it was done before and she didn't realize it because she's a Shaita. So you can't say that. Why? Taisa says, Tainam, this is the Avidami Korav, also Moidanami Beshaita, the Shema Dam Acher Nafal Kaidim Bedika, Bishum Damashma, the Aldam Shanin So Achshav Ka'omar. Ad kam l'shoina toisus. The machlekes is about this dam. Was this dam there before? But we're not talking about toisus. Seems to be saying we're not chayshish. Maybe there was different dam. Umavur. So you see from toisus. Da filo lebeis hillel. The amri min pekida lepekida. That you go back in time and you chayshish to the last time she checked. Umachmeri lekotchem veletruma. Loi makeshas mitziyoson. Eino nu chayshish in l'dam acher. Ela al dam hanimtza. We say, Eimor zeh adam kvar hoya beveis achitza. See, this is mamish like the Shmaitz Svara. That's what you see in Tosfos. We would say, Beis Hillel says, that this dam that you're seeing now, maybe it was nekar min aguf before and made her tummy. Aval einonu mosifin b'sveika od dam acher, but we're not. That's what Tosfos is saying.
V'chein, and therefore here also by us, b'hirshia lefanecha, ein anu moisifin misfeika od resha acher. V'mishimachi koleiduso shehayad mikoidim, heine dus momen, heine dus iser, afilu neged chazoka, eiduso kosher. And you don't say tartu l'reuso. V'zeh nochel. Okay. Elo de lefize, says the Shmaitza. That you're not choshesh for a different event, a different phenomenon.
Because we're not choshesh for sure that there was another blood.
That's what Taisus says. Taisus speaks out that the reason we say by a shaita, then the third reason applies to a shaita too, because we're not afraid of other blood. We're afraid of this blood. Maybe it came out before. So that's the yesod you see in Taisus. That even in the biggest machmir, Hillel, it's not that we're afraid different dam came yesterday, but we're afraid that this dam is from yesterday, and it just came out now. Which is precisely and exactly the Shmaitz's yesod, that any sfeik is caused by a reyusa in a chazaka of now, makes us be chayshish retroactively, only if it's this phenomenon, this event, and we don't know when it happened. But to say that we'll be cheshish for a different phenomenon, for a different event, we don't say. Ella de lefize, says the Shmaitza, very logically. Hecha de bo edim, ve'idu, ve'echa ch'osa aveira, sh'nifsal al yodo l'shchita ilamomen, and taka, that's the case, and they don't know what time it happened. So you're talking about an event and you don't know when it happened. You're going to say Tartel Reyosa. If you can't have a Tartel Reyosa, Cheskas Momonoi Cheskas Isser, Vershia Lefanecha. Yeah, because again, so we're talking about a process. We're talking about being chayshish. What? Harei mumal lefanecha, right? You mean according to the Shmaitza, but we're afraid, we don't know when it happened. It's still a process. You see, it's still a process. It's still something that happens over a hemshech zman, and therefore you say tarte l'reyosa. Now he quotes a ketzois. So if you want to put an asterisk in your Shmaitza and see that he quotes the Ktzais, please do so here. V'kshesi b'zeh b'sifrik Ktzais ha'cheshen m'shekos of ha'ramah afilu posel man ha'toyroh ein l'pois le'ela b'vaday avaloi b'safek v'goyin she'eyed b'bezden b'chekach bo weizen b'yu yodol olav she'ovar aveirah she'nifsal bo man ha'toyroh aval ein yodim im ovar koydim she'eyed o'yachar kach b'kminen gavrach es kosei. So, right, the Ramah says, "V'chol ma shehayit kosher ad sheyadin and sheovar koydim luchein ayin shom." V'medivrei harivash. So he says, "I am my sefer ktzois. I jumped up and I said, wait a second, this tartel l'reyosa. So this is where the nesiva says that you can't create tartel l'reyosa with cheskas momen, because your tartel l'reyosa so here would be that he did a ma'aser resha." And that could combine with the cheskas momen of the guy they're trying to be moitzi momen from. So it's on that choice that the nesivus answers that you can't create a tartel reyosa, you can't construct a tartel reyosa with a cheskas momen. Oh. But the choice doesn't hold like that. The choice has an issue. V'sham kashulon d'zedum yom mikvah shenimdav v'nimtzo choser v'avalei tartel reyosa chazoka cheskas momen. So the Shmaitza says, "Vayin shem shekasavnu demucha chedivrei harivash." We better come up with an answer, because you see, like the Rivash, the mashakos of harif, preparing meruba, gabi edei shtar shehuzmu, the binan ra'u chasimoson, the imlokin amrina nachshavu, the chasmu sheker, ayin shom, umuchach disvil who gam came, the choldoi adin and mosai ovar. Here in the Shmaitza, he's saying that's the horif ozel, the Shikus Rashi, the first teretz of the Shmaitza. The Perakoimer, the Pleer of Tafra, the Kiva of the Mikvash and Imdad, Jab Tarfan Yolofi Ben Grusha, from the Kiva of Mibalmum. The type of Jab Kiva of Yolofi Ben Grusha is Mishun the Ben Grusha, Psula Bishnayim, I will make for Balmum, Psula Biyachid, Vim Ken Khoshu, the Psula Bishnayim, and Lif Sulam Afreya, Khmesh Kasab Liel. That's the first Teretz. The only reason he said another Teretz is because of Shitas Taisis, Abel Shitas Taisis. Ain't no Indian mikvah if you didn't have the Ben Grusha, right? Toises has a whole different shot in the Gemara, that the Gemara is not really explaining the Tarka L'Reyesa phenomenon. It's like talking about a whole different case. In Kain Hecha, Donu Musupokim, and therefore, Shmaitza says his other Teretz. In Kain Hecha, Donu Musupokim, Aloy Sa'avera, Mosai Nasais, Roy Loimer, Kamimoyna Vacheskos More, Bavalei Tarka L'Reyesa V'doik. He says, the riff. Okay, so like, he said, this din is going to be dependent on the other din. To say he's kosher in such a case, when you know about the Mais Avera and you don't know exactly when it occurred, is only going to be able, and you're still not going to say Tartel Reil, so, right? And you're not going to say Tartel Reil, so you're not going to be able to say the last chilek he made. Of course, it doesn't work out. So you're going to have to say like Rashi, where he explained it's Psula Bishnayim, Psula Biyachad, and when you're talking about establishing him as a Rasha because of an Aveira he did, and making him Posel Liedus, so you're talking about Psula Bishnayim, and Taka, we had the Baruch Beres Hezber, and it's Psula Bishnayim, you can't Posel someone on the basis of Tarka L'Reyosa. Okay, very nice and neat. Hold on. Okay, let's just look here. It's a Shmuz. It's a quick pay hey. Okay, we finished the parak. We'll start Mitzvah Shem Sunday night parak. Here he says a nice. There's a base Halevi about the Shmaisa. A long base Halevi and Chelik Beis Simon Dalid. He has a whole different take on it. He brings down, Beis Halevi brings down, the Beis Yosef brings down an Orchos Chayim, a Choshed al Avodah Zarah, Choshed al Kol HaMitzvos HaMuras B'Torah, but not L'Mafreya. Kim Shochat Einiker Boser Bolso Yom B'Achaka Chemir, right? El Mikan Ol Abba. So he says, so the Beis Halevi asks, the Shmaitzos Teretz only works, I guess the first Teretz, only works if others watch the Shechita and say it was a good Shechita, and now you're only coming to Pasul the Shechita because he has a din of an Akum. And an Akum can't Shecht even if he Shechts properly. So then, oh no, he's talking even in the second Teretz. So then you could say the Svar of the Shmaitzos, says the Beis Halevi, that you have to say he did another Maisa Resha, because you're talking about a Rishus that's an inherent psul, that it's possible even if someone saw him Shecht. But if no one saw him Shecht, then Stam Yechoshid, he's not Nemon. You know, you can't be Maimon such a guy. And for that, he says the Shmaitzah Svara wouldn't necessarily be true, that you don't make up. It's a chashash, maybe. That's what the Beis Halevi says. So there's a Beis Halevi about this, and he talks about it. Chazanish talks about it. B'shev Shmaitz Adon B'nasa Rosha Yichayshin Al Mafreya And if Shochat, if you say Hami Behema Al Cheskos and Rosha L'Fanecha, and the Shmaitz says Lo Yichayshin Al Me'Aveira La'Aveira. So the Chazanish has kindness for that also, with a very interesting take on it. He says, when you lose your Nemonus because you did an Aveira, it's because of what's in your heart. If you're a Mahara B'tshuva, then it's fine. But if you don't care about Nevela, so you're not Nemon. Apparently, he's a very famous Shmaitz. Okay, we'll stop here.